thanks to all of you for coming to this special lecture by Professor Ian Golden. We're very pleased to have Ian here. Ian has been very important in many ways to Oxford University, but also to International Migration Institute. Ian's been directing the Oxford Martin School since 2006. And it was also actually in the same year that IMI was established. And apart from having that very strong link to the Oxford Martin School, Ian himself is very much interested in migration and has published this book a few years ago, which will be sort of the inspiration for his today's lecture. But Ian has been, I think, in many ways a friend of the IMI over the last years, and we've been obviously touching several projects. For instance, our Global Migration Futures project, Ian has been an inspiration of and still involved in that. So in that sense, we keep on very strong links with the Oxford Martin School. Actually, Ian has just published another book called Divided Nations. And if you go to Blackwell, you can buy and find it. And actually, next Thursday at 7 p.m, there will be a book launch in Blackwell's. And if you're interested to go there, you have to register. So please look on the website of the Oxford Martin School or Blackwell's itself to make sure you get a place. A little bit about the Oxford Martin School. It's a very ambitious enterprise, and thanks to James Martin, it was possible to establish this school at the at the University of Oxford, and the school really tries to address major issues of the 21st century, and it's a very interdisciplinary school, and many people are now in part of the Oxford Martin School. And if you go to the website, you can see the diversity and strength of the school. And it aims to be a leading global scholarly center for deep research into the sort of future global challenges, of which migration is one. Prior to coming to Oxford, Ian has fulfilled several functions. He has been principal economist at the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development in London. He's been program director for the OECD in Paris, and also chief executive and managing director of the Development Bank of Southern Africa. And at that same time, he also served as economic advisor to President Mandela. And you were also part, I think, of the Olympic bid of South Africa. Finance director, of which we know it was very successful. And last but not least, Ian was also director of the development policy at the World Bank and was vice president of the World Bank. So we're very pleased to have Ian here. Thanks for coming and agreeing to give this talk. And I would like to shut my own mouth down and give you the floor. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Hein. It's a great pleasure to be here. I'm somewhat intimidated because I'm talking certainly to a group of people in Hein, and in Robin and Ollie, who know hugely more about this subject than I do. And indeed, I refer a lot to Hein's work and to Robin's work in the book, Exceptional People. And Adrian Wood, who's sitting here, was one of the first people, though he might not know this, who really inspired me to think about these issues of globalization and the international division of labor from the work that he did way back in the 1970s in this area. So I feel I'm sort of talking to people who could be my examiners in Aviva, and that's intimidating. In fact, I think Robin was my examiner in Aviva. It's a sort of still an intimidating thing, even when you get older. But let me share some thoughts from Exceptional People, and to a group that I think is particularly helpful to me in helping me to take some of these ideas forward. And IMI is quite remarkable. I think it's by far the best group of its kind in the world. And I'm really proud that it's been associated with the Oxford Martin School. And I certainly hope that we can, in the future, continue to support it, because this work is really important. Migration is not only the orphan of the international governance system, but it's also, I think, an orphan too often of intellectual pursuit and of political pursuit. Of course, it gets its column inches in the newspapers, but in what is largely not a very grown-up debate. In other words, this tends to be an area where there's so much more heat than light and smoke than fire in terms of real evidence and action. So I think one of the things that really does need to happen is that we need to put evidence on the table and think more deeply about migration. The reason that